Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Weekly Word. I'm excited that you joined me this week because we're getting ready to step into a brand new Hebrew month. We have been in the month of Av, Menachem Av. It has been a remembrance of the time that God called the 12 spies to go over into the Promised Land, and 10 came back with a bad report, and 2 came back with a good report. It is time for us to step beyond promotion and into working. See, promotion time was August 1st through the 15th on the Hebrew calendar. Our God is good, He is great, and He has given us a divine setup. He has called you out. He's anointed you, appointed you, and set you apart. He has spoken to you and said, you are promoted. The gavel has come down and declared and decreed you are now ready for your new season. And so, on the first day of Elul, which is Rosh Kodesh, starts on the 23rd of August at sundown. And then this month will go until the end of September when we roll into the seventh month or the head of the year, which will be 5786. So this is the last month from the first day of Elul until the head of the year, okay? So this would be probably like if you would look at December time frame, maybe on a Gregorian calendar, this is that last month before we rotate over into head of the year. So this is a time of soul searching. It's a time of repentance. As a matter of fact, on the first day of Elul, we know that Moses went up for the third time to Mount Sinai, and it was there that he continued to receive direction and instruction from the Lord. It's also the time that in Haggai chapter 1, Haggai was told to begin the process of rebuilding the temple. It's also a time in Solomon chapter 6, verse 3, where we remember that the king comes from his throne and into the field to work with his subjects, work alongside us. I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine. So it's a beautiful time of intimacy with the Lord. On the first day of Elul starts what we call Teshuvah. Teshuvah is the Hebrew word for repentance. It means that we are entering into a time of repentance, a time of soul searching. These next 40 days will culminate with the Day of Atonement or Yom Kippur, the highest holy day of the year, which will start Wednesday, October 1st at sundown. So these are the 40 days before that time of forgiveness. So you see, God calls us promoted, and then He takes us on a journey of going through a process of soul searching and understanding some of the things that are in our heart, the things that will prevent us from taking the land as we move forward. See, when the Israelites went over to spy out the land, they called it a good land. But one of the things that they had objection with is that they saw giants in that land. God told them to assess the land, and they saw giants. And through their own eyes, they saw that they were grasshoppers. And they made decisions from a grasshopper viewpoint. We cannot do that, especially if God is calling us into this place of promotion, which you are. You are promoted, okay? It has been said, it has been stated August 1st through the 15th, and that's even in accordance with the Gregorian calendar, the eighth month, the month of new beginnings, and the 1st through the 15th day. And so it's very important for us to understand that there's a merger between the Hebrew calendar and the Gregorian calendar, and now God is setting us up for a season of assessing what are the areas in our life that may prevent us from taking the land? In other words, stepping in and defeating these giants. Come on, we're going forward. You've been promoted. It's time you've come up on that mountain. You've seen the hope in the future, and you believe that God is great and good, and He will take you there. Creative strategies from heaven have been coming. Divine relationships, new appointments, telephone calls that have been encouraging you to go in certain directions, dreams and visions, angelic activity. Huge portals were open August 1st to the 15th, and now it is time for us to step into the soul searching necessary to be able to obey God for the promotion that He's given us. Now, I want to read from the book of Haggai because it's very, very important for us to understand that once God says you're promoted, He then says it's time to get to work. Somebody help me in this place. You've been promoted. Now you've got to get to work. So with getting to work, you got to know, Huh, what are the obstacles I'm facing? What are some of the difficulties that are before me? You've come into agreement. The land is good. But now you've got to put the pedal to the metal and get plowing. And listen, I've been feeling that so much in the spirit. I've been having so much of the fire of God come upon me. Like, move, Candace, move, move. And I'm in some areas myself where it feels uncomfortable because it feels like I'm having to work at some things that I didn't have to work at before. Can somebody help me out right now? And see, this is where you got to just put one foot in front of the other. You got to start treading it out. You got to start treading the truths out. You got to work the word of God until it works for you. You got to work the word of God until your faith increases and you are able to take that land. Come on. You're defeating giants. You're defeating the giants that bring forth a lack of faith. They seem too overwhelming. You're defeating the giants of your resources. You're defeating the giants of your health. You're defeating the giants of poor relationships. You're defeating the giants of sin in your life. You're defeating the giants of unforgiveness. You're defeating the giants of resentment or bitterness or anger. How about defeating the giants of substance abuse or defeating the giants of pornography? There's a variety of things that you may be faced with. And guess what? You got to trample on that enemy so that you can continue to take the land. So it's time to gain our strength. Come on, it's time to work out. It's time to get to the gym. Listen, I've picked up a new gym routine myself. And listen, it's not like I'm all super happy about going to the gym, right? But here's the thing. When you get older, your muscles start hurting because you're not working out. Come on, somebody help me here. See, listen, it's time that you got to start working out those muscles. And so God says, get to work. Let's work on the temple. Now, in Haggai chapter 1, God said the same thing. He says, it's time to start working on my temple. Now listen, the Apostle Paul says we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are spirit man with the Holy Spirit in you. You have a soul, a mind, a will, and emotions, and then you have a body. It's time to work out your temple. And that means get your body in order, get your mind, will, and emotions in alignment with who God is. See, we get lazy. Come on, it's time to pick up the speed and move in. You've been promoted, now start working. So let's read from Haggai chapter 1, verse 1. This is where it shows exactly that this is the time and season for this. In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, that's this month of Elul that's coming up on Saturday, August 23rd at sundown. In the sixth month, on the first day, Elul 1, all right? This word came by the Lord to Haggai the prophet to speak to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest. And this is what was said. The Lord speaks to the hosts, and he says this. The time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then, in other words, that's what the people were saying. Okay, but this is what God says. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet saying, people, listen, it is time for you to start working. He says, and he puts it in a question. This is verse 4, Haggai 1 verse 4. Is it time for you to dwell in your sealed houses, meaning your roofed houses, your houses of protection, while the temple or this house of God lies in waste? Know therefore, says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and you bring in little. You eat, but you do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe, but there is none who is warm. And he that earns wages to put it into a bag with holes. Phew. Whoa. Somebody help me here. It sounds like everything they're doing is ending up not working. Why? Because they've gotten lazy. They've decided that their houses are more important than the temple of the Holy Spirit. And God's come knocking on the door in the month of Elul on the first day, and he has the prophet speak to the governor and also speak to the high priest and say, hey, it's time legally from a sanctuary perspective as well as from a governmental perspective. Let's get my house in order. So God comes through Haggai and he begins to pose questions. He says, you say it's not time to work, But God says it's time to work. And so I'm telling you right now, as we come into Elul, it's time to work. But in the work that we do for God, we rest while He does the work through us. Now, come on, somebody help me here. I'm just telling you to work. I'm telling you to get to the gym. I'm telling you to get your body in order, right? Get your mind, your will, and your emotions in that place of alignment with the Spirit of God, right? I'm telling you to come into this place, and God is going to work on your sanctuary. He's going to work on your home, your marriage, your children. He's working on it right now. He's working on putting things in alignment. And then He's working on how He's using you in the kingdom. What have you been promoted for? Marketplace ministry. Maybe you have and I see in the spirit that there's people with singing gifts, there's worship gifts, there's painting gifts, there's art gifts, there's media gifts. Come on, there's graphic artistry, there's websites that need to be made. There's all kinds of retail businesses. Economy needs to flourish. Come on, this is the time that it goes up, all right? And we have all kinds of things begin to increase. Gold, silver, stock markets, things begin to go up, right? In the end of August, beginning of September, October. It's just how the cycles flow every year. So it is the time to get working. God says it's time to come off of that Shabbat. I know, you know, listen, He knows there's a time, right? We've got the latter part of May, June, and July where He shuts things down, but then He calls it forth and He says, get out there. It's time to start working. So you've been promoted. You have been given assignments. Now it's time to put the pedal to the metal and start to get this thing flowing. So, but how do we do it? You got to have the right attitude to do it. So what does He say here? So first, he drives through the prophet Haggai a revelation to the people that God says, I want you to work on My house. Okay. In other words, God says, listen, get out of your comfort zone. He says, I need you to consider your ways. And actually, that word consider is the Hebrew word sum. And it actually means to come into this place of what is God's call on your life. It's an ordained place. In other words, consider how you do things, okay? Consider your ways. I want you to rethink how you're doing things. Because God says, listen, there's been some loss. You've sown much, but you haven't eaten a whole lot. He said, listen, I've given you enough to drink. He says, but you're not filled. All right. See, God wants His temple filled. He wants His temple overflowing. He says, I've clothed you, right? You're comfortable, but you're not entirely warm. He says, you've earned wages, but they're coming through the holes in the bag. Come on, somebody help me out here. So you see, we've been comfortable, but not comfortable enough, right? And God says, listen, I want to change some things. I want to adjust some things in your comfortableness and in your frustrations, even where things have not been going the way you want. I want you to begin to work on My house. And so for the next 40 days, well, it'd be 30 days until the head of the year, 5786, but 40 days will be the Day of Atonement or Yom Kippur, the highest holy day of the year. That's the day where the Jewish people will fast and pray for 24 hours, and they will ask the Lord for forgiveness. They do not have an offering to bring at this time because there is no temple. Why? Because the temple grounds in Jerusalem is covered with the Dome of the Rock. So they do not have a place to do their sacrifices. So they simply fast and pray for the day. But those of us that know Jesus, Yeshua, Messiah, as our sacrifice, He is the sacrificial offering that goes before the high priest. He's the high priest, and He goes before heaven. He goes before the mercy seat in heaven, and He puts His blood on that mercy seat, and He declares, the work is finished. So this starts the 40 days of that. Whoa, can somebody get excited? It's all about the sanctuary. It's all about the temple. It's all about what's God doing in you? What's He doing in your home? home? What's he doing in your family? What's he doing in your city, in your state, in your place of employment? He is working things out and he needs you to work with him. That's part of your promotion. See, God's really good about this. See, like he promotes us and then he gives us an assignment. So get excited. You got a new hat on. You got your promotion hat on. And now God's going to give you all the resources that you need to fulfill your kingdom purpose, to get the temple in order for the 40 days, which is Yom Kippur. And as we come into Hebrew year 5786, I have some dynamic prophetic words for 5786. I'm not going to give those now. Follow after the ministry over the next couple weeks, and I'm going to carry you through into the seventh month, that month of perfection, the month of Tishri, the head of the year, and I will be giving prophetic words for that particular month. It's going to be a dynamite year. God's got some amazing things planned, and I'm looking forward to sharing. Now, listen, share this video with as many people as you can, and of course, like my YouTube page, begin to start that process of sharing with others what you're learning right now, because we're keeping up with God in the times and seasons. Okay, so what's God doing? He's saying, consider your ways. Okay, your ways, not God's ways. Your ways means your course of life. It's the Hebrew word derek, and it means the road that you normally tread. Now, this is where it gets to be some hard work here, folks, is because it's normal to tread the same way every time. But sometimes you got to buy some new tennis shoes, right? Because the treads on your shoes get worn out. So it's time to buy some new shoes because it's time to get some new treads so you can begin to tread differently. See, the way you tread this past year is not going to be good enough for the new year that's coming up. And you've got about a month before that happens. So it's time to start treading differently. It's time to start seeking God for healing, for restoration, for wholeness. It's time to begin to see what motivates you, what's caught you off guard, what snared you. It's time to start the process of teshuva, a season of repentance and coming into alignment with the Lord. And we see that right here in Haggai chapter 1. So see, God promotes us, and then he says it's time to work on the temple. So are you all ready? Are you ready to start working? Yes. Okay, so now let me tell you about God's perspective on work. We know that actually from John chapter 4, verse 32. I want to read that to you. This is Jesus's perspective on working. Now listen, I love this. You got to put your pedal to the metal, but you need to have a heart that's in a place of rest and peace. What are you resting and peacing in? You're resting and peacing in the fact that God is great. He is good. He has written before the foundation of the world your plan. All you got to do is put one foot in front of the other and it's going to be made manifest. I know you're rushing ahead. You're waiting for this other thing or that thing or this call or that call. But listen, God says, slow yourself down and just walk at my pace, because if it was written, it shall come to pass. So we don't have to push ourselves through the doors. See, God gave you favor that you'll walk through that door. So you don't need to worry about that. See, he's in charge of the temple reconstruction. He's in charge of that. And one of the first things is we do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but we be transformed by the renewing of our mind. That's Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And so we got to get conformed. We got to consider our ways. And so in John chapter 4, verse 32, it says that Jesus is speaking to the disciples and he says, listen, I have meat to eat that you do not know of. And the disciples said one to another, has any man brought him something to eat? And Jesus said to them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Whoa, What's God's plan as you're considering your ways? I know you've been thinking to yourself, listen, I got holes in my bag, Lord. I don't have any resources here. Or Lord, you know, I'm kind of comfortable here, but at the same time, I'm uncomfortable, but I don't know how to move forward. And God says, listen, your food, your meat is to do the will of him who sent you and to finish his work. Now, come on. If God's going to give you direction, about building his temple or about building what it is that you've been promoted into, he's surely going to tell you exactly what needs to be done. He's going to give you the blueprints. He's going to give you the strategy. You just got to go before him. You got to become a listener. You got to have your spiritual eyes and ears open so you can hear. You got to be open to dreams, be open to visions, be open to the supernatural, be open to his word, because he speaks everything in his word. He may just give you a word. Listen, and you are the son and daughter of the king, and you can hear the voice of the shepherd, right? The sheep, us, we hear his voice. Now, let me tell you a little bit about this scripture here. So one of the crazy things about this is that word meat in the Greek is the word broma. And it's actually translated down to another Greek word, which is bibrosko, right? And then one more root word, bosko. So when Jesus says, I have meat, right? He's talking about this meat that he has. It means to graze or to fodder. It actually means to rest in a field and God will bring it to you. That's what that means. So Jesus is saying, listen, I have work to do and I'm going to do the will of him who sent me, but I'm going to do it by grazing in his field. Whew. I'm going to do it by resting with him. Now listen, what does that mean? It means you do not have to toil to build the house. Okay? It means that when you rest in him by faith, grace through faith, he will indeed build the house. See, this is what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to take a word from God and he wants you to start running until you just get just so tired you pass out, right? And then you're so worn out you cannot keep up with the plan. That's not God's plan. When God gives us instruction, he wants us to do it in faith with him, knowing he is good and great and he has written it and it shall come to pass. We just got to put one foot in front of the other. Come on, you got enough juice for the day, right? You got enough to fill you up to overflowing. Now listen, God was challenging them here in Haggai chapter 1 because they had been complaining, but yet they were lazy. And they kept thinking, listen, I kind of got enough of what I need. You knew they were still uncomfortable though, because they said that they had money coming out of their bags. They didn't quite feel like they had enough to eat or drink. It wasn't an overflow. And God says, then stop sitting in your sealed houses, your houses with great roofs covering you. Get out and build my house. I'm saying the time is now. It's that eternal time and earth time came into union. So eternal time and earth time have come into union for you. And I'm telling you, as a prophet of the Lord, it's time to start working. So how do we work? We work by faith. By faith, with his grace. The grace of knowing that he is good and he will supply all our needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. See, you got to keep your head up. Just like the view that you needed to have when you were on the mountain, which means promotion, okay? It's the Hebrew word har, mountain equals promotion. So, and it's not in every case. There's many cases where that word mountain does not translate to the Hebrew word har, but in the case of Numbers chapter 13, it does, right? And it shows that we're at promotion and we're moving forward. So you are there, you're moving forward, you're in this place to see and taste and see that the Lord is good. You're in this place, but you've got to rest in him to get it done. All right. But you still got to put one foot in front of the other. Come on. I know that there's a lot of excuses we can give for not working. But if God's going to promote us, we got to honor him in obedience. Listen, obedience is better than sacrifice. All right. Don't try to figure out how you're going to sacrifice here. Just obey. Just do what it is that he's telling you to do and don't worry about it. Look at this thing much bigger than what it is. See, we get so narrow focused and we're like, oh, God's telling me, you know, da, da, da. And then as God begins to tell us, we get all worried and concerned. No, look at it bigger. God's telling me, okay, I'm just going to move with it. Listen, he's got me covered. He's covering me. He's got me covered financially, emotionally, mentally, relationally. He's got me covered. He's got me covered. And he's given me an order. He's given me a directive. And my job is to do the will of him who sent me. John chapter 4, verse 32. As I eat his meat, as I fodder with him, as I rest with him, as I graze with him. So it's time to get our spiritual lenses on and it's time to begin to walk this walk of faith, to move in the plan and purpose of God over your life. Come on, I prophesy over you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for those that are watching right now. And I thank you that you're lifting them up and you're causing them to step into a new level of working out the promotion. I thank you, Father, for the grace that you're pouring into them. I thank you for the grazing that you're going to provide for them as they rest in you and as you fuel them to do your will. I thank you, Father, that the will that you have for each one of us has been written before the foundation of the world. All we've got to do is step into it. I just speak ease over you right now. Come on, you got to work, but it's in ease you're going to work. It's in rest. Why? Because you believe, because you have faith, because you have faith through grace, because you know he's good, because you know he's great, because you know he loves you, because you know he wants you to succeed, because he never called you to a mountain without giving you all the resources to climb it. And then once you're there, he's going to give you all the resources to keep going. Y'all have heard me say this before. You get on the train, the faith train, and you don't ever get off of it. Okay, once you make the leap to start the faith, you got to learn to live by faith. So that's why this whole thing is without faith, it's impossible to please God. So I'm teaching you how to live in a realm of faith. You can stay there. You can bask there. You can ask God to continue to keep you seated in this place of faith. Once you transfer to faith, and that's what he wanted these guys to do in the book of Haggai. Just get in a place of faith, God says, and the first thing I want you to do is to consider your ways, because I intend to bless you, but I need my house built. I need your focus on me and building my temple first so that my spirit can come in. If we keep reading Haggai chapter 1 and Haggai chapter 2, it goes into the glory of the latter house. I'm going to talk more about that as we step into the seventh month, the month of Tishri. Come on, this follows through Haggai 1, Haggai 2. So this is a time where God is strengthening you so more glory can be released in your house and released into the earth through you. God is calling you to be a glory carrier and he needs you on board. Now, if you've listened to this whole message and you thought to yourself, man, Candace, I really want to change. Listen, I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that. All you got to do is go to dreammentors.org, dreammentors.org, and sign up for one of our classes. Sign up for our soul transformation class. Look at this. Listen, it's a 6-week class that's going to help you get out of yourself and start rebuilding your temple. It's going to help you consider your ways. The things we teach in here are life changing. This is a unique curriculum designed by God, and it's very, very easy to learn it yourself and pass it on to another person. It is so simple. When you grab a hold of these concepts in here, it's going to be amazing for you. So listen, if you're looking for a soul healing or if you're looking to be strengthened in ministry and you need some tools and resources, this is it. We teach high-level leaders all over the world, apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists. We teach anyone who wants to come, and then we empower you to be a biblical life coach, a transformational life coach, and start your own kingdom coaching business. Come on, listen, this is about getting you out there so that you can make a deposit, but also so you can receive. We have ways to do that here at Dream Mentors. Get in one of these classes or start our Dream Mentors 101 basic biblical life coaching course. You want to be a life changer. You want to be a history maker. You want to be somebody that God catapults in small group leadership. How about in ministering to your congregations? How about teaching membership classes? Or how about raising up leaders in your church? This is it. This stuff is amazing. We've been doing this for over 25 years, and God has blessed this tremendously. We have so many people who come through our program. Maybe that's you. Sign up today so we can hook you up with a coach. God is ready. He's ready to help you build your temple. But he says, consider your ways. There's some change that needs to take place. Promotion time is here, and the advancement of kingdom is before you. Now, if you have already thought about how you're going to consider your ways in the area of soul transformation, then that's good. You're ready to go. But maybe you need a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, so you can follow through with me all through the month of Elul, all through the month of Tishri and every other month on the Hebrew calendar. These are 365 prophetic revelations, been tested. Okay, I've been doing this for over 20 years. This has been tested for more than 5 years before we put this book together. Every prophetic revelation that came through is the same one, right? Every week, same messages God put through. Why? He's a diamond. He's a facet. And every month, he wants to reveal something new about himself. This month of Elul is a month where he calls us to repentance. He calls us to get our temple in alignment. He calls us to come into that place of work. It's time to start working the word of God, the will of God, by the power of God, which is resting in him. Come on, I'm getting excited. The last invitation I want to give you is to come and join me on Monday, September 8th for my Ascend class. It's a free class, free, no charge at all. I do two a day, 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern. We want to get to know you. Come on, you might be listening to these messages, watching these YouTubes, Facebooks, and you're getting excited. All you got to do is come on that call, and I'm going to tell you on Monday, September 8th, a little bit more about Elul, but I'm going to get you ready for Tishri. I'm going to get you ready for Hebrew year 5786. You want to be online, 10 a.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Eastern. We do two because we hit Europe and Asia in one, and then we also hit the rest of the United States, Australia, New Zealand, Korea, Japan, that part of the world on that side. So pick a time and come join, but you got to sign up. So you got to click the link below and sign up to receive the Zoom link so you can be online. We have lots of people online from all over the world. Maybe you want to talk to others and learn about their networks. Well, we have a dynamic chat that takes place during the calls. You get to meet people, and different people speak during the calls too. So, you know, God may have a word. He may have a word for you. He may have you give a word for somebody else, but it's going to be an awesome time. So listen, I want you to come and join me for that. So we're stepping into Elul. You've been promoted. Now it's time to work. All right. Be blessed. Remember, you're above and not beneath. You're the head and not the tail. You'll lend to many and you'll borrow from none. You have the favor of God because God is opening up doors for others to be saved, healed, and redeemed. And God puts his favor on you. I'll see you next week. Be blessed.